This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on RBI's monetary policy. The participants are Avinash Gorakshakar, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor.
The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das-led Monetary Policy Committee decided to retain the repo rate at 6.5% at its meeting that concluded today. The last rate hike was in February 2023, which makes it the eighth time that the central bank's rate-setting panel has maintained status quo in a row. Among its other decisions, the MPC also left the Standing Deposit Facility, or the SDF, and Marginal Standing Facility MSF rates at 6.25% and 6.75% respectively. To discuss the factors behind the decisions and their implications, I'm now joined by economic analyst Avinash Gorakshakar. Mr. Gorakshakar, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Gorakshakar, as was widely expected, the Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5% at its meeting today. Your first comments on the central bank's decision?
As you rightly mentioned, the market was broadly expecting a neutral stance from the RBI governor. And I think this is clearly because the new government is going to be sworn in very soon. The monsoon progress is yet to be monitored. And I think there are many other variable components which I believe the RBI will monitor, because the RBI follows a very strong data-centric approach. So I think this decision of keeping the repo rate at the similar level and keeping a neutral stance was expected. I think the commentary which came from the governor's side was quite encouraging. He mentioned that the domestic banking and the NBFC sector is in a very healthy shape. And most importantly, he clearly mentioned that on the interest rate cycle side, the more data is required before they take a call. But I think from his commentary, one thing was also very clear, that inflation levels are still elevated on the CPI level. And that is something the RBI is concerned about. So till that time, I think rate cuts are not going to happen. My sense is that possibly post-September, that is for FY24-25, after looking at the monsoon progress, after looking at other global and macro factors, possibly rate cut could happen. But I think for that, we'll have to wait and watch how the data comes in.
You mentioned the CPI-based inflation, that is a sticking point for the RBI, and it has been for quite some time now. I'll come back to that later, but I want to ask you, you know, we were talking about the commentary. So along with keeping the benchmark rate unchanged, the RBI has also decided to continue with its stance of withdrawal of accommodation due to ongoing food inflation concerns and global uncertainties. So for the benefit of our listeners, can you explain what this means and the reasons for this stance?
I think, see, first of all, there is adequate liquidity in the market. And a small withdrawal of liquidity was required, because today corporates are getting funds at fairly reasonable levels from the banking and the NBFC sector. And as far as food inflation is concerned, see, food inflation is a variable which gets impacted by the monsoon. In case the monsoons are not up to expectations, then you could see prices of vegetables, important vegetables and like cereals, paddy, these inputs are very important in the constitution of the CPI index and obviously the food inflation index. So basically what the governor was saying is that these are clearly little alarming kind of data points which are yet not very clear from the trends which are emerging. So it doesn't have any major significant negative impact on the corporate sector or maybe on the broader markets. But I think this kind of commentary will obviously be more validated after the government announces its first budget, which is expected in July. Because obviously there are a lot of expectations from the markets that it would be a growth-oriented budget with corporate capex, manufacturing taking a big booster shot and infrastructure being a big focus area by the new government. After that, I think clearly the RBI governor will have to take a call if growth has to be funded properly and efficiently. And obviously, it has to support the domestic corporate sector, MSME, SME sector. Then I think the financing cost in the economy has to come down. So I think all that, possibly my sense is that it may take a couple of quarters before finally RBI takes a call on this aspect.
You've just mentioned the corporate sector, the industry. So with the rates remaining unchanged, how will this impact the industry? Do you think the industry and the corporate world was expecting this kind of stance, this decision that has come out, and is prepared to continue to go with it for the next few months till the time the central bank announces the rate cut?
Yeah, exactly. I think most of the corporates were not expecting any dramatic announcement in this policy. And I said earlier that hopefully after the budget, things will be very clear as to what is the policy stance of the new government, what are the sectors where the government wants to actually increase its focus upon. And after that, I think corporates would definitely expect that financing cost comes down. But at least for this policy, no one was expecting any dramatic shift in terms of the change in the repo rate. I think this liquidity measure which has been announced is slightly disappointing. Market was not expecting that, but I think still considering a small regulatory change on the liquidity aspect which RBI has done, that is not going to impact the financing rates, at least in the very near term, because we have been talking to many bankers. Liquidity in the system is fairly adequate. So it's not that liquidity is in a severe shortage. So most of the corporates, big and small, are getting fair amount of liquidity. But as you rightly said, rate cut could happen only in the second half of FY24-25.
The six-member panel of the RBI decided on the policy repo rate by a 4-2 majority. And the two members who voted for a cut in the rates are also voted for a change in the stance to neutral. What does this indicate?
I think my sense is that RBI follows a very strong data-centric approach. My sense is that once inflation starts easing, which is clearly going to be evident post-September, then secondly, globally, how crude prices behave. Then most importantly, I think what is the situation as far as the liquidity is concerned. I think all these factors will play out in the next 3 to 6 months. I think that is probably the reason, you know, the stance has become neutral. But very clearly, the RBI will not go in for a hawkish kind of stance. They would obviously support the growth in the economy, and that would obviously be visible once the budget is announced. So I think typically, if you ask me, there has been nothing negative in this RBI policy except the fact that there have been no major kind of positive surprises, which anyway the market was not expecting. Market is looking at some sort of a positive trajectory in rate cut cycle to happen post September, October, when obviously things get better, more clear on the data centric approach which, you know, RBI follows.
The Reserve Bank of India has raised its GDP growth forecast for financial year 25 to 7.2% from the earlier 7%. Now, what are the factors that led to an upward revision of the GDP numbers? And how achievable is this target given the present global economic scenario?
No, I think the only negative surprise, first of all, could come in if exports obviously get impacted further. As everyone is aware, our exports have got impacted largely because of a downturn in US and Europe, and that is unlikely to turn around in the very near term. As far as the GDP number is concerned, I'm pretty sure 7% is a figure which is very much achievable, because the domestic economy and the domestic sectors, specifically if you talk about large sectors like automotive, auto components, capital goods, cement, infrastructure, we have seen a lot of good volume as well as business growth recorded by most of the frontline companies. And I think even SME and MSME companies have contributed largely to this. At the end of the day, these were the factors which actually led RBI to take a neutral stance. I would not be surprised that stance could get dovish once inflation comes down and the RBI is more confident that inflation is not going to get elevated. As far as the GDP number is concerned, I am pretty sure 7% is something which is very much achievable. In fact, we could do a lot better, hopefully, if the export trend starts reversing and we see better numbers on the export side.
You mentioned the CPI inflation, and as we were discussing earlier also, the inflation forecast for FY25 has been retained at 4.5%. Now, though the CPI-based inflation in April came down to an 11-month low of 4.83%, yet, as you've been saying, you know, the food inflation remains high. Is that why the inflation forecast has not been changed? Because the governor referred to the CPI inflation as elephant in the room in his last policy meeting. And this time he said the elephant is walking very slowly and we have to be very watchful. And that he also said that the last mile of a journey towards 4% inflation target is sticky.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're absolutely right that inflation movement now is going to be strictly monitored. And at least as of now, it's good that inflation is ranging between 4.25 to 4.5%. And I think this is definitely a good achievement by the RBI. But I think clearly RBI is looking at a trajectory of around 4%. Clearly, for these numbers to get closer to 4%, it could take a little longer. As I said, if the monsoon performance is good, it's spread out very well, then food inflation could get eased out, and that could obviously facilitate, you know, the overall inflation number to come down. So I think that is probably the reason the RBI governor is going to watch, you know, the monsoon as well as typically, you know, how globally crude prices behave in the coming few months. If that is exactly as per plan, then I think inflation should come down. But till then, I think RBI has taken a cautious stand, saying that inflation number, which they predicted last time, is similar this time also.
Now, what does this continuation of interest rate mean for the common man, such as, you know, those who have taken out loans, those who are planning to take loans, or those who are paying EMIs? And what will be the impact of the steps specifically on the real estate sector?
I think, see, first of all, as far as the real estate sector is concerned, if you see the performance of most of the real estate companies, pre-sale numbers for most of the large as well as medium-sized real estate companies have been very, very robust. So interest cost is definitely an important element, but demand on ground for real estate has been very strong, and despite the fact that interest rates have not come down. Now, as far as EMIs are concerned, I think it could possibly hurt the borrowers for a few quarters. But I think at the end of the day, it's all about demand and supply. Most real estate companies have announced large projects, and despite having announced large projects, you know, most of their inventories have been moving very smoothly. This is not only pertaining to, you know, prominent markets like Bombay, Delhi, or even Gurgaon, or maybe southern India. So I think overall, you know, the economy seems to be growing. Real estate inventory is not sticky. I mean, it's moving as smoothly as possible. So I think for the EMI benefit to come in, borrowers will have to wait for at least 3 to 6 months. It may not happen immediately. And as I said, inflation is a very important element. Unless inflation comes down to levels to the comfort of the RBI, we may not see rate cuts happen. And only once rate cuts happen, then marginally EMI rates could possibly get on the lower side.
Now, the T20 Cricket World Cup is on right now, and the spot found a mention in Governor Das's comments when he emphasized that India's central bank is not guided by the follow the US Fed policy when it comes to making its own decisions. He said, and I'm going to quote him, that we play the game according to the local weather and pitch conditions. And Mr. Gorakshagar, it's not the first time that Governor Das has emphasized on the central bank's independence from global influences, because a lot of time people say that, be it the RBI or any other central bank in the world, they all wait for cues from the US Fed to come.
I think whether we like it or not, the broader market thinks that this trend will continue in future also. Although I do also personally believe that what the RBI governor has said is right, that it could happen that we may go in for a rate cut much earlier than even the US Fed announces their rate cut cycle. Because conditions in India are definitely completely different. But I think you need to also look at macro factors. You need to look at inputs like crude prices. You need to look at commodity prices. So I think, you know, it's a call which has got to be taken at the right time. One can't generalize this fact that only when US cuts rates, that is the time, you know, our local central bank goes in for a rate cut. So I think domestic factors are also equally important. But I think we'll have to wait and watch. I have a personal belief that possibly in September or October, we could see a rate cut cycle much ahead of the US Fed cut rate cycle, which is expected just after the presidential elections there. So I think your point is right, that, you know, we may look at domestic factors play out more important for us rather than global factors for the rate cut cycle to start.
In fact, you know, if we look at the actions of some of the central banks in the last few months, the European Central Bank, in fact, yesterday announced a cut in its interest rate by 25 basis points. The Swiss Central Bank, the Canadian Central Bank and Swedish Central Banks have already announced rate cuts, at least the first rate cuts ahead, much ahead of the US Fed.
So I think there, frankly, Anubha, the reasoning for the rate cut cycle is different. They are operating in economies which are under larger stress. So I think a rate cut definitely induces demand. It helps the economy to grow better in the medium to longer term. In our case, despite interest rates not going down and no cuts announced as of now, I think the economy is in a nice fit shape. I think we are seeing that, you know, GDP growth numbers are also very robust. GST collections are also increasing month on month. And plus, overall, the fiscal situation in the economy, the condition of the banking sector, the NBFC sector is extremely solid and in a very healthy shape. So I think you can't generalize what happens on the ECB side or the Canadian side. But I think, yes, definitely, I think we should look forward for a rate cut sometime after maybe a couple of quarters.
Apart from the rate cut decision of the central bank, what are the other major highlights of the MPC's decisions and commentary today?
So I think clearly this was a neutral policy. My sense is that the RBI is very clear that more data comes in post the new government getting sworn in, the 100-day agenda will be announced, the budget will be announced, the monsoon progress will be known possibly, you know, by August, September. So I think the reading in the policy is very clearly that the mood is definitely upbeat from the RBI governor's side. But I think he wants to be a little cautious and he wants to be a little more precise in announcing possibly the rate cut at the right opportune time. So I think this policy was just a fact sheet, I think, which gave a fair amount of idea about the thought process and the kind of stance which the RBI governor has taken, that everything is okay on the economy, there's nothing to worry. On the liquidity side, he has made some small tinkering changes here and there. But otherwise, industry is looking forward for a better dovish kind of approach sometime after the budget is announced. Possibly August, September could be the right time when possibly we could hear some good news on the rate cut cycle coming in from the governor.
Mr. Gorakshagar, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You were listening to a discussion on RBI's monetary policy. The participants were Avinash Gorakshagar, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.